We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
If you were sent with a message for others, would they take you seriously? What influence do you have as it relates to others? How has your conduct influenced others? Are you an effective witness where you are? Has your voice been silenced to a whisper? Have you leaned towards some of the sinful activity with laughter, a shrug of the shoulder, walking away in silence, or standing by idle? We have a big responsibility when it comes to being a witness for the kingdom. Wherever you are is where God placed you to do the work of being His witness. That's the most important thing you can do each day. Allow your presence to demand good behavior as a result of how you conduct yourself. Yes, they are watching you to see how you respond, how you react and participate as it relates to the activities that happen around you. In Genesis chapter 19, verses 1 through 14, two angels were sent to Sodom in the evening with a message from God. After accepting Lot's invitation to spend a night in his home, the men of the city had desires they wanted met. The people of the city were so wicked that they were going to have their way with Lot instead, but the angels pulled him back inside. Lot had been in the city for a while, but his witness had little to no effect on the people. In Genesis chapter 19, verse 9, the people of the city said, "This one came in to stay here, and he keeps acting as a judge. Now we will deal worse with you than with them." Do you have enough influence over the people in your environment? After this incident, the angel shared with Lot that the city would be destroyed and he needed to gather his family and escape. Upon hearing this, Lot went to tell his family. Lot's family felt he was joking. In Genesis chapter 19, verses 14, it records, "So Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law, who married his daughters, and said, 'Get up, get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city.' But to his son-in-laws, he seemed to be a joke." Does your family or the people in your environment listen to you when you speak? Have you lived a life before them that would influence them to act? You and I have the ability to influence everyone and everything around us. We have the power of the Holy Spirit who will lead and guide us as we enter our different environments each day. Be a good influence today as you follow the Spirit of the living God. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement is a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.